Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's supposed to be playing a song and it's not playing. Welcome to Healing Hands by Shoshona. And now I will introduce you to the lovely Shoshona and let her tell you all about herself. Okay, Shoshona, you're on.
All right. Thanks, Barbara. Sure. My name is Shoshona Pelshe. I am an energetic healing facilitator, functioning as an emotion code practitioner, and I'm certified to do so. I stumbled upon this back in 2009, and to date, it has literally changed my life. It is a tool that I wish I would have had years ago. Just the knowledge of energy healing in general. We're all like fish swimming in a sea of energy. Energy is like is the material from which all things are made. It is in all things and through all things and fills the interspaces of the universe. It is something when you're going through your life and you think that everything is normal, whatever, you go to a doctor and you might have a problem or whatever, energetically, and the doctor basically tells you that you're healthy. Well, at that point, you know that you need an energy healer. It is just something that I believe in the future will take off, more so in the holistic area of healing. People will start to benefit from programs like I'm doing, right? There's lots of different variations. I'm not saying that any one is better than the other. It's just find your niche, right? Find the one that's right for you. Much of our suffering is due to negative emotional energies that become trapped within us. And the emotion code is a simple and powerful method of finding and releasing trapped energies in the body. Anyhow, Barbara.
Okay. So we can now go to our first caller. Area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi there.
We're delighted you called.
My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, and I just actually experienced what you just said, where I went to the doctor for some digestive issues that I'm having, that I've been having for a few years now, and I've never gotten diagnosed, and I went to get checked out, and everything came back perfectly fine. So I definitely think that I need some kind of energetic healing in terms of my digestive or whatever it is. I don't know if it is the digestive system or if it's something else. I'm not sure, but it feels like the digestive system to me.
Okay. Do you want to play a little bit?
Do I want to what?
Play.
Sure.
I can do a Reiki session on you, Christine, and hopefully that shifts you, right?
Okay.
To where the symptoms that you're having, you just see them disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's what I would love.
Now,
yes.
It might take more than one session. I'm not saying it won't. I'm not saying it will, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this clearing, as I clear you, you should, if it's energy-based, you should feel it shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
is it, heartburn or?
Yes, heartburn, indigestion, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just like a mysterious pain.
Yeah, that's your liver and your gallbladder. That's your gallbladder that's doing that.
Okay.
I get the same thing. I take an antacid medically or whatever for it, right? But as I'm going through it, when I get that pain or whatever, I do a session on myself and I can actually feel the energy leave my body. So, this does work. Imagine yourself as an onion, right? And we got to peel away the layers to get to the core, right?
Right.
When we release your core, I'll tell you, it's like the brand new you. It's like the true you, your true inner self, right? So, okay. Can I have your last name, Christine?
Santiago.
What is that, Santiago?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have your permission to connect with you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Is my name Christine Santiago? No. My name's Shoshona. Yes. Is my name Christine Santiago? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Christine Santiago? Yes. Okay. Can we go into Christine Santiago's root chakra? Hang on a second. Oh, here it is. Alrighty. Okay, can we tap into Christine's root chakra? Yes. On a scale of 1 to 10, is it blocked? Is it blocked? Yes. On a scale of 1 to 10, is it blocked at a 10? No. Is it blocked at a 9? No. An 8? No. A 7? Blocked at a 7. Okay, in the root chakra. So pay attention, Christine, how you feel now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right down to your inner core. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with Reiki.
A little, yes.
Yeah, what I'm doing right now is I'm doing the emotion code way of doing Reiki. And that's going through each chakra and releasing trapped emotions from them. Bringing it to a plus 10. Right? Each chakra. Okay. Hurt. Rejected. Insecure. Startled. Shocked. Dismayed. Energetic. Eager. Ecstatic. Liberated. Energetic, amused, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful. You seem pretty well-rounded.
Thank you.
Confident. I'm not getting any negative emotions here. It's all positive stuff that's coming up. And it's circling eager.
That's true.
Well, the secret to life is wanting to be well. Because if you feel the way that you feel and you don't know how to fix it, you don't know how to change it, you don't know any better way of doing it, right? If you don't want to step forward and make that change, you'll live the way that you live. You know, like, and nothing wrong with that. As long as you're happy doing it, right? What this is, this changes your perception of life. If something bothered you before I start doing this work on you, it won't afterwards. And I can promise you that. You know, each session that's done or whatever, you'll feel that life gets lighter. You just feel lighter. You feel a loaded weight coming off of you, right? And the more you shove things in, the heavier you get, right? It's like a cement chute, right? This releases the cement chute. You see that commercial on TV about depression? I think it's an Abilify commercial. It shows the girl, the lady taking off a house coat. That's what this does. It takes off the house coat. Right? Okay. Okay, is Christine's root chakra blocked? No. Is it at a plus 10? Yes. Okay, and that covers lower back pain. This is the root chakra. Pain in the legs and pain in the lower body. That's the physical signs that it's blocked. The emotional signs are low self-esteem, laziness, fear, and insecurity. Okay, is Christine's root chakra unblocked? Yes. Is it happy? Yes. Okay, is Christine's sacral chakra blocked? Yes, that's a painful period, infertility, and or constipation. And the emotional side effects are jealousy, low self-esteem, and depression. Rejected. Insecure. Is there more than one layer of insecurity? Yes. Is there more than 10? Yes. Is there more than 100? Yes. Is there more than 200? Yes. Is there more than 300? Yes. Is there more than 500? Yes. Is there more than 600? Yes. Is there more than 700? 800? 900? 1,000? 1,100? 1,200? 1,300? 1,400? 1,500? 1,600? 1,700? 1,800? 1,900? 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, no. 5,999, no. 5,990, no. 80, no. 70, no. 60, no. 60, no. 40, no. 30, no. 20, no. 20, no. 5,000, 5,001, 5,002. 5,001 layers of insecurity. Can we release that now from the sacral chakra, releasing all psychic trauma, nested emotion, all resonance, all miasma type energy, feeling Christine Santiago, full of the love, the light, the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz. Interested. So what I'm talking to you now is I'm talking to your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Confident. Amused. Ecstatic. Liberated. Energetic. Eager. Astonished. Perplexed. Liberated. Okay, is the solar plexus locked? Yes. Is it happy? Yes. Is it at a 10? No. Is it at a 9? Yes. Okay, bring it 10. Yes. Anxious. Scared. Rejected, hurt, insecure, anxious, astonished, liberated. Okay, is the sacral chakra unblocked? Yes. And is it happy? Yes. And is it out of 10? Yes. Okay, the solar plexus, is it blocked? Yes, it is. Is it at a 10? No, a 9, an 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, minus 1, minus 2, minus 3, minus 4, minus 4, yes, minus 5, Yes, minus six. No, it's at a minus five on a scale of minus 10 to plus 10. So that's
okay.
Why you're getting the indigestion. And the signs for that are poor digestion, ulcers, and asthma. That's the physical factors. And the emotional factors are codependency, lack of self-control, and addiction.
Okay.
So you got the poor digestion. You're getting the physical signs.
Mm-hmm.
And the addiction could be an addiction to anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could be sugar, you know?
Right.
Do you eat a lot of sugar?
I do go on chocolate binges sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, submissive. That's you holding things in. Ecstatic. Energetic. Eager. Amused. Important. Inquisitive. Ecstatic. Energetic. Energetic. Liberated. Amused. Important. Respectful or respected, fulfilled, courageous, fulfilled, respected, confident, important, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, eager, awe, astonished, perplexed, awe, energetic, liberated. Okay, is the solar plexus at a minus five? Yes. No. Is the solar plexus measuring at a minus five? Yes. Minus six. No. Minus. Is it still at a minus five? Yes. Submissive. Okay. Is there more than one layer? Yes. Is there more than 100? Yes. More than 200? Yes. More than 300? Yes. 400? Yes. 500? Yes. 600? Yes. 700? Yes. 800? Yes. 900? Yes. 1,000? Yes. 2,000? Yes. 3,000? Yes. 4,000? Yes. 5,000? Yes. 6,000? Yes. 7,000, yes. 8,000, yes. 9,000, yes. 10,000, yes. 20,000, yes. 30,000, yes. 40,000, yes. 50,000, yes. 60,000, yes. 70,000, no. 60,001, yes. 60,002, yes. 60,003, no. 60,002 layers of submissiveness in your solar plexus. So that's all comes from a lifetime of you shoving in emotion.
Wow.
So
that's not very good, is
yeah,
it?
Well, no, but join the club, right? You're not the only one. That's what this tool is good for, is literally pinpointing it and withdrawing it, right? So trust me, you will feel something after this. I'm not sure what you're going to feel. How do you feel now?
I feel pretty good. I don't have any pain or anything, so I feel pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you have any discomfort before I started doing the session?
Yeah, I did. I was having a little, like, pain.
Yeah. Well, we're not done yet. We're only halfway through. So
okay.
See what comes with the rest of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, okay, is the solar plexus still at a minus five? No, minus four, no, minus three, minus two, minus one, zero, plus one, yes, plus, it's at a plus one. No. plus two, no, plus three, no, plus four, no, plus five. Plus five. Yes. Okay. Can we bring it to a plus 10? Yes. Okay. Threatened, hurt, mad, hateful, humiliated, rejected, submissive, insecure, frustrated, mad, humiliated, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, confused, joyful, eager, liberated, ecstatic, confident, important, amused, liberated, astonished, eager, perplexed, eager, astonished, liberated. Okay, is this the solar plexus at a plus 10? No, plus 9, plus 8, plus 7, plus 8, plus 7. Yes. Jealous. Irritated. Indifferent. You're holding a lot in your in that area, eh? Your liver and your gallbladder area?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's where, like, that's right underneath your breasts or whatever, to the left and to the right, right?
Okay.
Where do you have the pain?
It is kind of like right underneath the breast line.
Is it on more to the left or more to the right, or is it dead center?
It's kind of center, like central.
Okay. Is that the intestinal area, dead center? Yes, okay. Can we go into Christine Santiago's intestinal tract? Yes. Is there any trapped emotions within the intestinal tract? Yeah. Insecure, anxious, scared, startled, aggressive, mad, hurt, anxious, astonished, shocked, perplexed. Can we release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, all miasm type energy? From Christine Santiago, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but surrounding her in a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles. Okay, submissive. Is there more than one layer? No. Humiliated, anxious, mad, hurt, anxious, hurt, rejected, insecure, anxious, energetic, perplexed, eager, astonished, energetic, rejected, submissive, insecure, threatened, hurt, hateful, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, energetic, liberated, energetic, eager, liberated, energetic, amused, liberated. Okay, is the solar plexus at a plus 10? Yes, how do you feel, my dear?
I feel good. I feel a little bit lighter, I think.
Yeah? That was a lot of stuff.
Yes.
So what I want you to do, and this tool really works, if you're feeling bogged down about something, or you're having negative thoughts about something, or something negative is going on around you, I want you to think to yourself over and over and over again, if it has to be, God, please take my world. Do not put it in. Because when you put it in, your problem area is your solar plexus. That's where you're trapping it. So your body is acting out. Medically, there's nothing wrong with you, right? So what you need to do is change the way that you think, right? If you're focusing in on something negative around you or something negative in your life, I want you, from your core, to say to yourself, God, please take my world. And, you know, it's your inner voice, right?
Yeah.
And just keep that. It becomes a feeling after a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you imagine yourself on your tippy toes with a globe up over your head, you holding it up over your head, and you're handing your world up to God, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do it all the time, and I'll tell you, trust me, it works. 5 minutes later, I'll have a thought about something. I'll think that. 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, I'll come back to myself and I'll think, what was I just thinking? I won't even remember what I was just thinking. Right? So, like, yeah, my life is a lot calmer today because of that, because of this tool. Right? So it might sound, you know, quirky to some people or whatever, but no, it's just a thought, right? You're handing your world up to God, right? Help me fix it, you know? So anyhow, but what I do is I imagine a balloon over my head. It's a purple balloon, right? And every thought, negative thought that I have or I had, because my balloon is getting smaller and smaller as time goes by because I practice this all the time, right? Every negative thought that I had, I would send it up over the balloon, right? And I don't drop emotions anymore. So if you start practicing in your own way, what I'm telling you, you won't get heartburn.
Okay.
Now, medically, if you have Zantac or whatever, antacids, take them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because like me, I still get heartburn when I eat. I can't control it. Right? Like bread and pasta and cheese and, you know, like it really bother my stomach. I get heartburn every time I eat stuff like that. I think I'm allergic to gluten. Right? And just don't know it yet. Right? So, you know, I still take the antacids, but I do this work on myself all the time, right? So, okay, is the solar plexus at a plus 10? Yes. Is the intestinal tract at a plus 10? No, plus 9, plus 8, plus 7, plus 6. Okay, the intestinal tract. Insecurity. Is there more than 100 layers? Yes. Is there more than 1,000 layers? Yes. Is there more than 5,000 layers? Yes. Is there more than 6,000 layers? Yes. Is there more than 7? Yes. More than 8? Yes. More than 9? Yes. More than 10? Yes. More than 11? Yes. More than 12? Yes. More than 13? Yes. More than 14? Yes. More than 15? Yes. More than 16? Yes. More than 17? No. 16,001? Yes. 16,010? No. 9? No. 8? No. 7? 16,007 layers of insecurity in your intestinal tract. Can we release all of that now? Release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from Christine Santiago, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz. Confused. Okay, is the intestinal tract at a plus 10? Yes. Is there anything else that we can release from Christine's intestinal tract? No. Okay, the next chakra is the heart chakra. That's heart disease and high blood pressure, or this emotional is lack of empathy or fear of intimacy. Okay, is it at a plus 10? No, plus 9, no, plus 8, no, plus 7, plus 7. So you basically have a good heart. Submissive.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, you haven't trapped too much there. It's at a plus 7. Okay, is it still at a plus 7? No, plus 8. Yes, plus 9. No. Okay. Submissive. Is the heart chakra blocked? No. Anxious. The heart holds its own memory. It's like the heart has a mind of its own, called your second brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, amused. Liberated. Okay, is the heart chakra at a plus 10? Yes, it is. Okay, is the throat chakra blocked? Yes, it is. Is it at a plus 10, plus 9, plus 8, plus 7, plus 6, plus 5, plus 4, plus 3? Is that a plus 2? Rejected. Hateful. Threatened. Hurt. Insecure. Anxious. Interested. Liberated. Liberated. Okay, is it at a plus 2? Yes. Is it at a plus 3? Yes. Plus 4? Yes. Plus 5? Yes. Plus 6? Yes. Plus 7? Yes. Plus 8? Yes. Plus 9? Yes. Plus 10? Yes. Is the throat chakra unblocked? Yes. And is it happy? No. Scared. Startled. Confused. Startled. Humiliated. Hurt. Threatened. Hateful. Mad. Rejected. Submissive. insecure, scared, excited, perplexed, eager, energetic, liberated, ecstatic, amused, inquisitive, important, confident, expected, respected, fulfilled, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, hopeful, loving, courageous. Is Christine Santiago's throat chakra happy? Yes. Okay, is the third eye blocked? Do you get headaches, Christine?
Very rarely.
Do you suffer from depression?
Yes.
Okay, that's the third eye. And do you have possibly a hormonal imbalance?
I'm sorry, do I have a what?
Hormonal imbalance. Those are the three symptoms of physical symptoms of your third eye being blocked, right? Headaches, depression, or a hormonal imbalance. And
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, obviously it didn't come up through your doctor, so obviously not, right? And on the emotional side, it's poor intuition. Okay. In the third eye, can we unblock it? Release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy now from the third eye, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz. Interested. Okay, is the third eye blocked? No, is it at a plus 10? Yes, okay. Is it happy? Yes. Okay, is the crown chakra blocked? No. Do you sleep well?
Yes, I do. For the most part, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, is the crown chakra blocked? Yes. Is it at a plus 10? No, plus 9, plus 8, plus 7. Is that a plus 7? Submissive, rejected, hurt, rejected, insecure, anxious, liberated. Liberated. Okay, is the crown chakra blocked? No, is it at a plus 10? Yes. Okay, is there anything else that I can release from Christine Santiago from her chakras? No. Can I now cut any negative energetic cords and release any negative energetic hooks that may be attached to Christine and her chakras? Cut them all from the root to the crown. Cut all negative energetic cords. Release any negative energetic hooks. Are the chakras threaded? No. Can we thread the root to the sacral? Yes. The sacral to the solar plexus? Yes. The solar plexus to the heart? Yes, the heart to the throat. Yes, the throat to the third eye. Yes, the third eye to the crown. Yes, are the chakras threaded? Yes. How do you feel, Christine?
I feel better, strangely. It's
there
like I kind of feel, it was kind of like I was feeling, especially when you were just saying the threading part, I kind of... I'm sorry about that. I just kind of felt that.
Wow. There you go, eh? So that's what my work is all about. That's what I do, is I repair your energy fields, right? So anytime you want any work done or whatever, we can come up with a price. I do what's called a health gauge, and I charge $120 for that one because that session can go on for 2 hours. But we can come up with a price for the Reiki or whatever. So think about it. If, you know, in the future you want work done, by all means, you know, don't hesitate to call. You know.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a pen handy? I'll give you my phone number and that.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, my phone number is 780-707-1657. You can reach me on my Facebook page at Healing Hands by Shoshona, or you can messenger me at Shoshona, that's S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A, Pelshe, P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you so much, Shoshona.
I hope this truly makes a difference in your life, Christine. Just let me disconnect
Thank
from
you.
You. Is my name Christine Santiago? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Christine Santiago? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That was very pleasant.
Yeah. All the best to you.
Thank you. God bless.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Christine. I didn't mean to cut you off. Okay, Shoshona. That raised a question for me. So, you were talking about that you do this whole body kind of thing.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's what's called a health gauge, and it's a chart. Just hang on, let me pull it out here. It's a chart, and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different organs on it. And I always add on a couple more, too, like different things that I've hit upon, whatever I add them on. And so what it does is it measures each organ, including the brain, from a minus 10 to a plus 10, but it all also measures the bodies, like the mental, spiritual, overall, physical, and emotional, and your astral, etheric, celestial, karmic, and universal bodies, right? It measures
uh-huh.
them critical, poor, fair, good, or excellent, right? So, it's a wonderful tool. I do it on myself. I don't do it on myself all the time, but I do it on myself occasionally, and it's amazing. My problem areas will always show on here. So, but it measures everything from a minus 10 to a plus 10 in number. If you're minus 10, you're critical, you're not doing so well. If you're excellent, you're in good shape. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow.
See, now this makes
this
me wonder how my bodies are doing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one I want to do on you. Because you're clean. You're good and clean. So, you know, this will tell a different picture. If there's anything in you at all, this chart will show me.
Okay.
So, anyhow, do you wanna do a check?
Yeah, we can do a check.
Yeah, we won't do the work and release it, but we'll measure each organ.
Okay.
Do you have a pen and a piece of paper handy?
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Can I connect to Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yeah. Okay, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Okay, we're going to do a health gauge on Barbara Grace Reynolds. Yes. Okay. Okay, write these down. Okay?
Okay.
The brain.
Mm-hmm.
The spinal.
Mm-hmm.
The lungs.
Mm-hmm.
The heart.
Mm-hmm.
The arteries, the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
Stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Liver.
Mm-hmm.
Pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
Spleen.
Mm-hmm.
Bladder.
Mm-hmm.
Intestine.
Mm-hmm.
Reproductive organs.
Mm-hmm.
I always add on the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And the skin.
Okay.
And the other one I want you to add on is the vagus nerve.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, can we tap into Barbara Grace Reynolds' brain? Yes, okay. Can we measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' brain? Is that a plus two, Barbara?
Okay.
Write that number down beside the brain.
Okay.
Okay, the spinal column. Measure the spinal column. Is that a one? Fair. Same as your brain. It's fair. Okay. The next one are the lungs. The left lung. The left lung. Measure the left lung. Excellent. Plus 10. The right lung.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the right lung. Plus 10. Excellent. So that's good. You're obviously not a smoker.
No, not at all.
There you go. Okay, the next one is the heart. Measure Barbara's heart. Plus 5. And that's good. Okay, measure Barbara's arteries. Plus 10, excellent. Okay. Measure Barbara's Grace Reynolds' left kidney. Plus 10, excellent. Measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' right kidney. Plus 10, excellent. Okay, measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' gallbladder. Plus 10, excellent. Okay, measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' stomach. Plus 9. Excellent. Okay, measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' liver. Plus 9, excellent. Okay, measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' pancreas. Plus 10, excellent. Okay, measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' bladder. Plus 10, excellent. Okay, measure Barbara Grace Reynolds. Did I get the spleen?
I don't have anything waiting for the spleen.
I think I missed the spleen. Okay, can I measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' spleen? Plus 10, excellent. Okay, can we measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' intestines? Plus 3. Good. There's a couple problem areas within you. But really, you're in pretty good shape. This reflects how clean you really are.
Wow.
Okay, the next are the reproductive organs. Can we measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' reproductive organs? Plus 10. Excellent. Okay, the next is the blood. Can we measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' blood? Plus 10, excellent. Can we measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' skin? Plus 10, excellent. Okay, and can we measure Barbara Grace Reynolds' vagus nerve? Plus 10, excellent. There you go. So where are your problem areas?
See, my brain, spinal, those were the two worst ones. Then the intestines, and then the heart.
There you go. So those are the areas that we need to work on with you. So we got a half an hour right now. Let's do it right now.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. Okay, can we tap into Barbara Grace Reynolds' brain? Yes. Okay, it was at a what?
Plus 2.
Okay, in the brain. Yes. Are there any trapped emotions keeping it from a 10? Yes. Mad. Threatened. Hurt. Humiliated. Rejected. Submissive, insecure, proud, lonely, depressed, bored, despair, critical, avoidance, despair, depressed. Is this someone else's emotion? No, is this past life? Yes, this is past life, Barbara.
Okay.
Submissive, insecure, energetic, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, important, liberated, ecstatic, You're one of the cleanest people I know. There you go, eh?
Well, thank you.
You're just squeaky clean.
It's taken me years to get this way.
Yeah. Well, it's something that most people haven't even begun working on yet, right? I'm almost to the point where I'm down my path, right? Like, I need to sit down after doing this on you, sit down and do it on myself and see where I fare out, right? I haven't done mine in a while. So, but this is something I want to start promoting more. This is the big session that I do. If somebody is truly bogged down, like I said, it could take 2 hours or more to do a session. I work until I'm done, right? So.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Okay. Is the brain at a plus 10? Where is the brain? Measure the brain of Barbara. Oh, plus 10. Now it's at excellent.
Wonderful.
Okay, is Barbara's brain at a plus 10? Yes, okay. What's the next one?
Final.
What was that at?
Plus 1.
Okay. Have you ever had any problems with your back?
When I was a little kid, apparently something, don't ask me what though, because I don't remember, but I remember seeing home movies of me wearing a cast that went from my waist down to my knees.
Oh, really?
But I don't remember what that was about.
How old were you?
I was less than 5.
Mad, threatened, hurt, submissive, anxious, scared, startled, joyful, confused, eager. Amused, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, indifferent. Is there more than one layer of indifference? Is there more than 10? Yes. Is there more than 20? Yes. Is there more than 30? No. 29, 28, 27, 26, 25. Yes, 25 layers of indifference. Frustrated, aggressive, threatened, rejected, insecure, anxious, startled, perplexed, awe, energetic, eager, liberated, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, eager, amused, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, eager, ecstatic, liberated, amused, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated, Okay, is the spinal, where is the spinal at now? Plus five. Okay, in the spinal, is there any other trapped emotions that are holding it back from being a 10? Yes. Threatened, mad, aggressive, frustrated. Respected, confident, provocative, courageous, confident. Startled. Okay, where is the spinal at now? Measure Barbara's spinal. Plus 10, excellent. How do you feel,
wonderful.
Barbara? Do you notice
good.
Any different?
Well, when you first started, when you first mentioned my brain, I felt a little pain, usually in the forehead area. It's gone now. And then when you started on the spinal, I felt a little something right below my shoulder blades, right in the middle there. And that's gone now, too.
There you go. That's good. Okay, what's next?
The intestines, they're at a plus 3.
Okay, the intestines. Yeah, and it's showing me a plus 3. Is there anything holding the intestines back from being a plus 10? Is there anything blocking the intestines from being a plus 10? Yes. Anxious, and it's stuck there. Is there more than 10 layers? Yes. Is there more than 100 layers? Yes. Is there more than 1,000 layers? Yes. Is there more than 2,000 layers? No. 1,900, 1,800, 1,700, 1,600, 1,500, 1,400, 1,300. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,003 layers of anxiousness.
Wow, I wonder what I'm so anxious about.
I don't know. I like how this pinpoints on here, though. Like, now when I'm done, I'm going to go through everything. Everything should be stuck at excellent. Okay, where are the intestines now? Plus 10, excellent. Okay, what's next?
The heart.
Okay, and the heart, and that was what?
A 5, plus 5.
Okay, and Barbara's heart. Joyful. Ecstatic. Where's Barbara's heart? Oh, it automatically moved up on its own. It's at a plus 10.
Oh, wow.
Excellent, yeah. Is Barbara's heart at a plus 10? Excellent. Yes. Is there any other trapped emotions in Barbara's heart? No. Okay, can we now cut any negative energetic cords or release any negative energetic hooks from Barbara Grace Reynolds? Barbara Grace Reynolds' brain, let's measure it. Plus 10, the spinal. Plus 10, the lungs. Plus 10, the heart. Plus 10, the arteries. Plus 10, the kidneys. Plus 10, the gallbladder. Plus 10, the stomach. Plus 10, the liver. Plus 10, the pancreas. Plus 10, the spleen. Plus 10, the bladder. Plus 10, the intestines. Plus 10, the reproductive organs. Plus 10. There you go. Now you're even squeakier. You're really in good shape. You're the model actually that somebody should look like if they're living a clean lifestyle. You're the model.
Well, I guess I just have to not go on any drunken binges or anything. You know.
There you go. Yeah, so that's the health gauge.
You also mentioned the different bodies. Do we have time to look at that?
Sure. Yeah, I've never really done them before, but we can do them. Okay, let's try this. Okay, the brain. Which body is it in? Spiritual body. The spinal. What body is it in? The celestial body. The lungs, what body are they in? Celestial body. The heart, what body is it in? Celestial body. The arteries, what body is it in? Are they in? Celestial body. The kidneys, what body are they in? Celestial body. The gallbladder, what body are they in? Celestial body, what body is it in? Celestial body. The stomach, what body is it in? The celestial body. The liver, what body is it in? The celestial body. The pancreas, what body is it in? The celestial body. The spleen, what body is it in? The etheric body. The bladder, what body is it in? The astral body. The intestines, what body are they in? Universal body. And the reproductive organs, what body are they in? The etheric body. That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does it mean to have all these parts in different bodies?
I don't know. I don't have any other instruction on this chart other than the chart itself. So I've actually looked for instruction on it to see what all of this means or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't found anything to date, so.
Oh, interesting. Now I may have to go and start looking to figure it out, too.
What I should do is contact MayorWaters.com, where I got the chart from. This is one that they made up. And
mm-hmm.
ask them if they have... Like, I'd like to speak to the person who generated it. See whether they have a better understanding of it.
Yeah.
So, because, okay, it's segmented like this. From minus 10 to minus 7, is mental and astral. From minus 6 to minus 3 is spiritual and etheric. Minus 2 to plus 2 is celestial and overall. Plus 3 to plus 6 is physical and karmic, and plus 7 to plus 10 is emotional and universal. I would have thought you would have had more universal in you. You only had one that was universal.
Yeah. And that was my intestines, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, so I'd like to have a little bit more direction on this as far as those two categories go, and to figure out how I utilize that in a session in turning somebody so that they're basically they're aligned, right? It's as good as having a physical Reiki session done on you. I had a Reiki session done on myself one day, and I went in there and I was very depressed. And I laid on the table, and it was like I fell asleep, and it was like a 45-minute to an hour session. So the last 10 minutes of the session, I cracked my eyes open, and I'll tell you, I had the shock of my life. I saw hands on me with arms coming up, going all the way down me, about 10 on either side, right? Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And I closed my eyes and I opened them and I closed my eyes and I opened them to make sure I wasn't imagining what I was seeing, right? No, they were there. Hands touching me with arms coming up, shaped like a V going down the middle of me. So, and at the end of me was my Reiki master at my feet. When she took her hands off me, when she was done, they all disappeared.
Wow.
So, that was probably one of the most powerful moments of my whole energetic career, experiencing that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's why I'd like to incorporate this more, and I'd like to become proficient in it. So, yeah, maybe I will contact mirrorwaters.com and ask to see if I could speak to the person who generated this chart to see whether I can come up with some more insight as to how I use that. Like, where ultimately do you want to be, right?
Yeah.
I'd say spiritual and universal, but your brain should be spiritual. Your brain was spiritual, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So, but the bulk of you is celestial. I need to do some research on each one of these categories and see what I can come up with.
Okay.
So, anyhow, that's my session for today.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, I feel pretty good too. I like the session that I did on Christine. That was a really good demonstration. Yeah. So, anyhow. So, yeah, I had two people communicate with me on how they liked the show.
Wonderful.
Yeah. They're listening to the playback.
Well, that is great. I'm glad that people are connecting. And they're letting you know, so, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so. The one lady, she had something else booked on Wednesday night. So So otherwise she would participate.
Well, she's going to have to give up that other thing and come and be on the show with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so. Anyhow. So, yeah. So how do you feel, Barbara?
I feel good. I feel great.
That's good. So, anyhow. So, yeah. It's almost the end of tax season. I'm working my second job or whatever. So, you know, it was a good day today. Beautiful day here today. So winter's finally over, which is
a good thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since it's almost
spring's
May.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting nice warm weather right now, so it kind of makes up for it. Yeah. I'll tell you, we had probably one of the worst winters here that we had in a long time.
I know.
Just
it was
really
a
cold.
Horrible winter
really,
everywhere.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that Arctic blast from Russia in December and January. That was just absolutely horrible. So I'm glad spring's here and the sunshine's happening and whatever. So anyhow, just makes my work a little bit more enjoyable when I can and help people do their spring cleaning work.
Yeah. Maybe you should offer a spring cleaning session for people who want to clean themselves out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyhow, but, yeah. So.
Well, great.
So, anything else?
Well, just tell people how to connect with you again. Oh, and don't forget to disconnect from me.
Oh, let me do that right now. Okay, can I disconnect from Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Okay. You can reach me at Healing Hands by Shoshona. You can telephone me at 780-707-1657, or you can IM me at Shoshona Pelche on Messenger, which is S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A. Pelche is spelled P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R.
Wonderful. Well, I hope that lots of people connect with you and tell you that they want to have sessions and that it just grows and grows and grows so that we can make this world
so.
A better place.
You betcha.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
well,
you're starting
we'll be back next week then.
If you never saw this before, you're going to start seeing it in the future because there's more and more practitioners all the time. Now, maybe they're not going to do things the way I do them. I've incorporated dowsing, which is using a pendulum, and you can do energy healing with dowsing without even using the emotion code. But I incorporate the emotion code and dowsing together. That's how I do my work. So it's very powerful. And it, as we demonstrated with Christine, it really can remove discomfort and pain. Right? If it's not medically related. Right?
Right.
So, anyhow, you know, if you got a medical problem, you got to go to a doctor. I am sorry I can't help you. You know, come back to me once you've had the problem dealt with. You know? I'm not here to diagnose, and I'm not here to treat. So, anyhow, this is all metaphysical.
Okay. Well, great.
All righty.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you next week then.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Barbara. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.